on any roof
If you, if that is, if you don't, way back in there, people used to let the board stick over like that. Like here, the first come up, then the others stick over like that. But now, when they got where they cut these off like that, then they have to use a saddle board.
Oh, so when they used to let one side extend out.
Yeah, stick over the other, yeah.
Yeah, and then when they started cutting them both off at the same place, they had to use the saddle board.
Use the saddle board, then.
What would the saddle board be made of on the
shore room? Made out of plank, you know, lumber of some kind, where it wouldn't rot, hard lumber, something that lasts a long time when you put up that. Wouldn't build it out of sap lumber because it'd rot too quick.
What's hard lumber? What kind?
Well, that pine, you see, that's the inside of the pine. Some pine got a big heart in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, it's heart lumber.
Yes, heart lumber.
Oh, I follow. I follow what you're saying then.
Yeah.
That would be pine inside of the
inside
pine.
Inside of a pine with a big heart in it. That won't rot. That'd last but like a cypress or something like that, you know. Fir wood, something like that. Which is the heart of a pine inside of, that's where we use this part of the country all the time.
I hadn't heard that either.
Sure
before. No. Yeah. Oh, you're giving me a lot of stuff I hadn't heard before. What do you call the little things along the edge of a roof that carry the water? You know, the water will come down, hit the roof, and then it'll run into what? The little,
we call them gutters in them days, but it's a trough, what they is.
Okay, they say troughs
now.
Then the water comes down the troughs or the
valley. Valley between the two rooms, you always come out, the water comes out between. That's the valley.
That's the valley.
Yeah, that's the valley.
And it comes down the valley and then into the troughs and the gutters.
Yes, right.
And then what about the part that goes down to the ground?
Well, I don't know.
Would that still be part of the troughs?
Yes, the way it just pulls off.
All right. What would you call a little building that you use to store wood?
Well, we always called it the woodhouse, or we would call it.
All right, what about a place where you store tools?
Well, that's a tool shed, tool house.
Okay. Yeah. Is there, would a shed be different from a house?
No, just since you build a little old building, clothes all around, just you have somewhere to go in and put the tools in, that's all.
I see. A shed wouldn't necessarily have to be built onto something.
No.
It could be built out away from it.
That's right.
All right, now back in the old days when they had the days of the water shelf, I know they didn't have any inside plumbing.
No.
So what did you call the place where people went instead of to a bathroom?
Well, they called it outdoor.
Yeah, now I know one man told me over near Jackson. He said, "Lady, that's called a tree."
Yeah.
And I assumed that originally it was the woods, but then they started building little things.
You imagine, we call them toilets. We call them outdoor toilets. Yeah.
Right. Did they ever have any joking names they used about it?
Well,
that you can remember?
No.
Like a Johnny House.
That's right. Johnny House. That's true. You know, old folk call them so many different things, you know.
Well, they had a lot of names.
Yeah, a lot of names. Yeah.
So, did you ever hear them called a chick sale?
No.
Now, I ran across that once.
Yeah.
It might have just been a family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Someone might ask you, just fill in what you think. Did you hear?
Ma'am.
Someone might ask you, did you hear that noise? Did you?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say? Did you hear? Would you say, did you hear that?
I say, when you say, did you hear? You just say, I heard it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's exactly. I have a few little expressions like that are kind of hard to get.
Yes.
So. In a question form.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You might say here that you live in a frame.
Yes.
How?
Yes. In a frame house, a frame building, either way.